Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Ayin Hey. Last daf in Parag Ben Sara Mora, as we get into Eluhin HaNisrafin. But first we'll go to Ayin Dalet Amabez. We just read the Machlokes Abaya and Rava, very important Machlokes, regarding Gili Arayis. But remember the question was Esther Befarhesia? And since Esther was Befarhesia, asked the Gemara, said, how could she have been with Achashveiros? She was Befarhesia. We know all Averos are Usser when it is Befarhesia. So the Gemara gave two answers. Abaya says, Esther Karka Olam, meaning, a very important yisod, that there's a difference between men and women when it comes to Gili Arayis. Esther was the passive party, so therefore, in this case, she did not have to give her life. And Rava says, no, there's a difference between what the reason the Anos is forcing the Jew to do the mitzvah, to do the Aveira. If he's forcing to prove God wrong, to undermine the belief in Yadus, so then that's what is Yerei Val Yavar. But if it's Anos Atzman, he just has Taiva, so then it would be okay. So the question that I mentioned, that all the Rishonim ask, here is Tosus' question. The Gemara says, how could Esther do it? Wasn't it Befer Hesia? 1 minute. 10 lines ago, we said, there's the big three Averos. The big three Averos are always Usser. Even the other Averos, when it's Befer Hesia, they're also Usser. Esther's one of the big three. So what do you mean? Why do you have to come on to Befer Hesia? Ask Tosfos. Esther Befer Hesia Have. Tema, ask Tosfos. The Have La Lakshuye Arayos Have. They should have asked it's Arayos. The Rotseach Venara Marasa Lakuli Arma Yarival Yavar. So what are you jumping to Befer Hesia? You should just say it is Gili Arayos v'chei Kasha Breis Ksubis. And the same question, the toast is a big toast is there, the first berak of Ksubis as well. So what exactly is going on here? So there are at least three answers in the Rishonim that are mentioned here, and each one of them is a different yisod in this sugya. Number one is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says right here, first answer in Tosfos, v'tiras Rabbeinu Tam de'ein chayavin misa al be'ilas obed kochavim. It's not Gili Arayis when it's with a guy. That is the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Mishum derachmana afkarei lazare. Because the Torah literally has made hefker their seed. Dovid kochavim. Kedarina peragnosan alhanusa, as it says there in Diyavama, zir masusim zir masam. And therefore, it is not called Gili Arayis when it is when it is being nevelos to a guy. When we talk kach, and then all the Tosfosim quote this story. When we talk kach, hayarutzer, Rabbeinu Tam lahatir, Rabbeinu Tam wanted to allow, bas Yisrael shehemira, there was a Jewish girl that went off the derech, that became a mumeres, buba aleha obid kochavim, and then she lived with a guy. And then she did shuva, and the guy wanted to, converted, and what happened? They wanted to get married. Rabbeinu Tam thought to allow them to get married. Because even though there's usually a halacha, let's say a woman, all Jews within the Jewish world, Rachman al-Islam, a woman is mezana, and then she wants to marry the one who she had the affair with, so you're not allowed to. Echel le ba'al ve'echel le bo'al. She's not only also to her husband, she's also the one who she had the relationship with. So Rabbeinu Tam thought to say that doesn't apply to a guy. Because it's not called a regular maisabi, it's not called arayos. You don't say echel le bo'al. And therefore, when they wanted to convert, he wanted them to get married. Right? That was rotzer Rabbeinu Tam lahatir. But other opinions of the Rishonim argue it can't be. The Hiksha Rivam, the Al Karachach, no, but Bias Akam Nasr Labaal. No, it must be that there was an Isser Labaal and Isser Laboel. Meaning you can't allow that. Kadarina Hasan, the Gaprusos, the quote Rayas against Rabbeinu Tam, biggest, most famous Rayas, the Gemara Megillah. Kasher Avadati Avadati. Right, Esther became Asura to Mordechai. According to Chazal, they were married. Once she went to Achashverosh, even though he was a guy. So what do you see from all those Gemaras? That there's an Isser Laba'al because of Bias Goy. So there's an Isser Laba'al. So it must be, these Rishonim assume they go together, there must also be an Isser Le-Boel. And therefore, what does it mean, Rafkana Afkri Lazare? Okay, for other halachas, you can say that. Maybe for Yichus. For Yichus, not regarding whether it's Issel Abal and Issel Moel, or whether it is Arayos. But that is the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam. And as we'll see, this answer is quoted somewhat in the Shulchan Aruch. But let's see some of the other answers first. That is answer number one. Answer number two says the Tosfos. first wide line. Vaha delo parechacha. Vaha Esther arayos ave. Why didn't it ask that? That was his question. De kimle de mahani taima de karka olam le'inyan delo machayev limsar atzma misham arayos. The Gemara kind of already knew the answer, says Tosfos. That is karka olam. And karka olam, that is a heter that she's passive, therefore she doesn't have to give her life. That's why the Hamari Seach Yafinan for Seach Gufe. You learn the whole makar of Yehariv Yavar by Nara Marasa by Arayis from Merzeach, like we said in Amud Aleph, the source of who says his blood is red, your blood is redder, maybe his blood is redder. So Rotzeach is the whole makar, and we know by Rotzeach Misvara that you wouldn't have to give your life if you were passive. Kimechayev Limsarat Mohani Mili Kodim Sheyehari Biadayim. Instead of killing with your hands, you have to give your life. Aval Hecha Delo Avin Maisa. But where you don't do an act, how does that happen? Somebody says, kill Reuven or I'll kill you. So, how do you passively kill somebody? So, kigon, shemashlichon oso alatinok, letting yourself be thrown onto the baby. Umismaech. And then the baby gets smushed and the baby dies. Mistavra, shein chayav limzorat. So, do you have to run away from that happening? So, misvara, no, that's passive. So, you know, even by real arayas, by rotzeach, by the source, you wouldn't have to give your life. So, the Gemara kind of already knew that. The question then was, what about Befarhesia? Befarhesia, where it's public, so maybe we would have thought even passively you'd have to give your life, because this is a Chil Hashem Berambim. So therefore, you would have thought it's even worse. That's why the Gemara asked the question of Aha Esther Befarhesia Have. Okay, so those are two of the suggestions given by the Rishonim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, discusses all of this in Kufnun Zayin. Kufnun Zayin is the Siman Yeredeya, all about Yehareg Va'al Yavar. As you quote, it starts off, it's a big, Kol Aver Shabbatorah, Chutz Me'avod Azor Gila, Reis Yishvich Hasdamim, Im Omrim Lolo Adam, Shiavar Alayim O Yehareg, Im Ubitzino, Yavar Va'al Yehareg. If you want to be Machmer on yourself, Rashoi. He passed like those Rishonim. Not like the Rambam. Im Ovigachavim Mechavim Lahavir Oladas. Vim Ubafarhesya, so then it's every Avera. And then he quotes, interesting, V'dafkim rotzim lahavir b'mitzvahs lo saseh, avam gazru gzeir shlo l'kai mitzvahs aseh. What about that case? Also discussed in the Rishonim. You have to give your life for a lo saseh. What about for an aseh? Right? I'm not letting you wear a tefillin. Shlo l'kai mitzvahs aseh, eich tzorach l'kaimo v'shihi hareg. So then, you don't have to give your life. Unless, the shot tzrich l'kach, etc. But then the Ramah quotes our discussion. Where is the by a guy? V'dafkik sh'omim lo lasos maisa. The case of passive active. V'gon sh'omim le'ish l'galos erav oshi yiharek. Avalim onsin le'isha lovo aleha. Osher rotzim la'ashlicha la'tinok lahargo. What Tosfos just quoted. Osher hu kfar mukshev rotzim la'anais lo'osa la'erva. Ein tzarech li'harek. If it's totally passive, even by real arayas, he quotes Tosfos. V'yovid kachavim haba abas Yisrael. What about Rabbeinu Tam? Eino bichlal gilui arayos. He quotes it. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted l'halacha in the Ramah. If somebody says to a woman being mezana with a guy, that is not called gilui arayos, and that would not be yoiv al yavar. Even an eishes ish. Esther. Esther was an eishes ish. According to Chazal.
I think it was another
Yeah. I wasn't sure whether I was going to bring that up here, because there's a lot else, but again, the discussion of, but it's always great when people ask for Nodavi Yehudas, it's amazing, right? The Nodavi Yehudas, the big discussion of the act that is Baratzon, even though the situation is Ba'onis. The Nodavi Yehuda proves from that Gemara that if the act is Baratzon, then there's an Isra Labayla. Even if the situation is ones. But it does Isser Labaila, so the question would be, does that always mean that there is Gili Arayas Yehareg Val Yavar? I mean, the Nodavi Yehuda himself said yes. The Nodavi Yehuda says it's Usser, and you're not allowed to do it. Like the case of the Nodavi Yehuda, if you remember, was the case where there was a group of pirates that gathered against this group of Jews, and then this one woman went and seduced the pirate, and in that way was Mizana with him and saved the rest of the Jews. So, is that allowed to be done? And even if it's allowed to be done, is she Asura Labayla? So, Nodavi Yehuda says it was not allowed to be done. And of course, she's Asura Labayla. Esther was different because it was Atzalas Kol Yisrael. That's why Esther was different. But other Achronim don't say that. If you remember, the Chachma Shlomo says that no, she did a mitzvah rabba. And you know, it don't say that it was unique to Tzolotzko Yisrael. And the other sheet is then not for now. But anyway, this is the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Nun Zayin. Okay, we'll get back to more of that in a second. That is one discussion. The Meiri has another point here, and that is that there's a raya here that you don't even have to, when we say Befarhesya, do they have to see everything that's going on? Here, Esther and Achashverosh weren't seen, they knew. But it wasn't like it was Befarhesya, Mamish, the Aveira was done. So even a Yediya below Re'iya, the Meiri says, is considered enough to be Befarhesya. Okay, two other machlokos here, and then we'll move on. Two other machlokas Rishonim. Number one, the Gemara asked it before us. Yes, so one of the answers is Hanos Atzman Shiny. That was Rav's second answer. Hanos Atzman. Is Hanos Atzman even a heter for real big three? Remember, the Gemara specifically asked about the other Averis. It was in public. Oh, don't worry. They were doing it for their own Hana. But if they were doing it, L'shem, to be Mavra Ladas, it would be Aser. Does that heter apply even to real big three or not? So that is a machlokas here between the Balamor and the Ramban. There are big Balamors and big Rambans right over here on this Gemara. A lot of great Yesodos are said in those in these Rishonim. The Balamor says, the Pashtus is even by Arayos Mamish. Even by Arayos Mamish, even by Avodah Zarah Mamish, any of the three, if they're doing it for Hanas Atzman, so then it is mutter. And that is argued upon by the Ramban. It's only because this wasn't really Arayas. If it was real Arayas, so then even Hanas Atzman. And the Shulchan Aruch weighs in on the issue, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Vidavka, I'm going to find it now. If not, I'll leave it. Where is it? V'imhu befarhesya, d'hainu befrei asor b'yisrael, chayav l'harv al-yavar, ima ovik l'chavim mechavim lahaviru al-adas. So he only quotes it as the Ramban does by other Averas. He does not quote it by real Arayas. That is the Shulchan Aruch. And then one other machlokes, which leads us into a major discussion that we've had before, and that is the next line. The Gemara says that Rava brings a raya. Hanas Asman must be mutter, because if you don't say it's mutter, what about the Kavaki v'dimuniki? What are the Kavaki and the Dimuniki? There are these bowls of fire that on the Yom Ha'ed of the Goyim, they used to come and take the fire from the Jews. So you see, Hanos Atzman is mutter. So the Balamar, the Lushitasan, the Balamar says, that's real, you're giving them Avodah Zarah. They're worshipping their Avodah Zarah with these bowls. So you see, it's real Avodah Zarah and it's mutter, Hanos Atzman. The Ramban says, no, that's not real Avodah Zarah, that's only Lifnei Iver. That's Lifnei Iver, and that's why they were allowed to do it. Because Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah is not Yehari Val Yavar. Mashba, what does the Baal Amar hold? Going back to the Baal Amar, that even Lifnei Iver of the big three is Yehari Val Yavar, had it not been Hanos Atzman. If it was real, Lahaver Aladas, they would have had to give their lives, even though it was only Lifnei Iver of Avodah Zarah. It wasn't real Avodah Zarah. So this is the big discussion of the Achronim. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Baal Amar and the Ramban? Do I have to give my life for Lifnei Iver of the big three? Right? Just discussed it last week. If somebody puts a gun to my head and says, convince Reuven to kill Shimon or I'm going to kill you. Right? Lifnei Iver of the big three. Do I have to give my life instead of convincing Reuven to kill Shimon? So the Baal Amar says yes. The Ramban says no. What's the chiluk? So, the way the Achronim discuss it is that, how do you look at the history of Lifnei Iver? What's known as Klali Prati. When I violate Lifnei Iver, is my docket in Shamayim the Lifnei Iver docket? Is it all the Averis fall into that folder? Lifnei Iver of Treif and Lifnei Iver of Nazir wine and Lifnei Iver of murder. Lifnei Iver of everything is all Lifnei Iver. That's Klali. That would be the Ramban. Therefore, you don't have to give your life. It's Lifnei Iver. But according to the Baal Amar, no. On every, on the scorecard in Shamayim of every Avera, there's a Lifnei Iver section. Lifnei Iver of Treif is a little bit of Treif. Lifnei Iver of this Avera, it's all connected to that specific Avera. What's called Prati, it's specific. So if that's the case, that it could be, you still might not have said it, but it could be then that you'd have to give your life, even for Lifnei Iver of the big three. Again, this is many other nafkaminas related to this, Klali or Prati. Just one or two others, and then we'll have to continue, and then we'll come back if there's time at the end. Another one is, what if the person who you're trying to commit to do the Aveira never does the Aveira in the end? You try to convince him, it didn't work. So by Mesis, we know it's a special halacha. But what if he never did it in the end? So again, we say, if it's Prati, then Lachari didn't do anything, because the Aveira wasn't done. If it's Klali, then maybe it's just the act of trying to get him to do the Aveira, and therefore you still would have gotten the Aveira. What if, the Minchas Chinuch asks, what if you try to get him to do an Isser Derabanan? So then, can you violate Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa if you're trying to convince your friend to do an Isser Derabanan? So, says the Minchas Chinuch, maybe I would say, it can't be worse than what you're trying to convince him to do, but it can't be worse. So then he's taking a prati approach, because it can't be worse than this act. But then he says, but if you say it's prati, if you say it's klali, then maybe it would be even asadaraisa, even though you're only trying to convince him to do what is it about it. Then the Chas Chinuch says, well, anyway, I think it's not a question. Why? Because what does Rashi say? Rashi says, lefeiver is giving bad advice. Eitzarah. So, and this is Rabbanan is at least bad advice. So if it's at least that, with that part of Lifnei Iver D'Oraisa. Okay, so that is a big discussion. We have to continue now, but if at the end, again, if we have time, we will come back to discuss more Nafka Minas. Okay, let's continue though now. V'yazer Rava L'taimei. Rava goes according to his reasoning. Rava said, if an Akum, we read this yesterday, if an Akum tells a Jew, cut some grass on Shabbos for my animal, that's mutter, because it's Hanas Asman. If he says, cut some grass and throw it into the sea, so then it is going to be sir, because why is he doing that? Because obviously he's just doing it to annoy the Jew, to prove the Jew is wrong. Just to mention, there is a tshuva of the Maharik, where the Maharik discusses, if a guy asks you to do this, why is it, is this an Issur D'Oraisa? To cut the grass for his animal? Is that an Issur D'Oraisa, and therefore you have to be, or to cut the grass to put it into the sea? Is that an Issur D'Oraisa or Issur D'Rabbanan? Because is there Yehari V'Yavar by an Issur D'Rabbanan? Pashto says the Shach on Yerodea, the most is going to be, you know, you're not going to have to give your life for an Issur D'Rabbanan. Not for an Issur D'Rabbanan. Only for an Issur D'Oraisa. So ask the Maharik, is this an Issur D'Oraisa? Because if you cut grass on Shabbos, because a guy is forcing you to, is that D'Oraisa? Why wouldn't it be D'Oraisa? You're cutting the grass. Suggest the Maharik, maybe it's a Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. Why is it a Melacha Shein Etzricha L'Gufa? What's an Etzricha L'Gufa? You're not doing it for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosfos' definition. Shabbos Ayin Hay. Right? So what is that? What do you mean? You're cutting the grass. No! In the Mishkan, they did it to use. You're doing it because the guy's forcing you to do it. Even though the guy wants you to do it to feed his animal or to throw in the sea, he wants you to do the Maisak Sira, but still suggest the Ma'arik, maybe that's a Malach Shein Etzricha L'Gufa. All the Achronim have a field day with this. The guy has good normal intentions. Do you call that a Malach Shein Etzricha L'Gufa? You'd rather not be in the situation. So what happens if a person is sick? So you have to do a Malacha for them. So is that a Malach Shein Etzricha L'Gufa? Because you're being ne'enas by the situation of the person being sick. What's the difference between chole and an anos? I said Rav Moshe has a tshuva about that if you want to look it up. But that is the that's a big discussion of the tshuva of the Maharik. Okay, let's continue now. New. Bomine me Rebbe Yami. Ben Noach mitzuva kedushas Hashem or ein mitzuva kedushas Hashem. Does a Ben Noach, is he mitzuva on kiddush Hashem? Meaning one of his averus. If somebody goes over to a guy and says, eat aver menachai or I'm going to kill you. Right? So is that usher? Does he have to give his life? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaya Tashma. Sheva mitzvahs is Tava b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvahs. V'misa timna havid. And if you say kiddush Hashem, there'll be eight. Sefer must not be included. Amar le Rava. No. Inu v'chol abizrayu. Maybe kiddush Hashem is abizrayu of all of these. It's connected. It's not a separate one. It's connected. Just like we just said, maybe lefnei iver is connected to each avera. So maybe abizrayu, the kiddush Hashem, would be connected to these averas as well. My havi Allah. So what are other examples? Types of mitzvahs that are connected to other mitzvahs. Abizrayu, lifnei iver, maybe, according to the Rambam, tshuva. The mitzvah of tshuva. It's a famous question. The Rambam, why doesn't the Rambam count the mitzvah of tshuva? Right? He counts vidui, but he doesn't count tshuva. So, many answers given why the Rambam does not count the mitzvah of tshuva. The Meshech Chachma says, davar pashut. Why? I'm Chal Shabbos. So, I need a separate mitzvah of tshuva to tell me not to be Mechal Shabbos again? No. Inherent in the Avera of Shabbos is not to do it again. To stop no matter what. Just because I did it three times doesn't mean I have a heter to do it now. Oh, the Torah is b'chadish shuva, that to stop. No, inherent in every avera is that you have to stop doing the avera whenever you realize. So tshuva also might be part and parcel of every mitzvah. There are a couple of these concepts. So my havi Allah. So what is the? Sorry, I might be another chair. My havi Allah says the Gemara. So are they betuvin kiddush Hashem? Amr vada barava, Amr be rav. Ksiv the pasuk says la davar hazeh yislach Hashem lavdecha by Naaman. By Naaman after he got Tzara'as, he wanted to do tshuva, but he says, what could I do? I'm the Mishnah Lamelech, I'm the servant of the king. I have to go and accompany him to his Avodah Zarah. And he's going to lean on me, and when he bows down to his Avodah Zarah, I'm going to bow down too. So it's a case of ones by a guy, by one of the big three. Well, one of the big seven. Ladavar hazeh yislach Hashem lavdecha. Hashem should forgive your servant. Bavo adoni beis rimon. L'hishtachav oshama. We're going to go bow down there. V'hu nishan al yodi. V'hishtachav esi. And I'm going to bow down. So therefore, what can I do? Please forgive me. V'ksiv. And what does he answer him? V'yomer lo. Lech l'shalom. Elisha tells him, don't worry about it. Lech l'shalom. So the imisa. And if it's true that Aben Noach has to, is muzra kiddush Hashem, so lo lemalei. He shouldn't tell him. He shouldn't give him a shkayef. Don't worry about it. He should at least just not say anything. Okay, maybe no tochacha. Maybe there's only a miss of tochacha, Rashi says, by a Jew. Hochech tochiach es amisecha. But at least not to give him a shkayef. Go for it. Go do it. Right? Go. Don't say lech l'shalom. So it must be. There's no miss of kiddush Hashem. Answers the Gemara, no. Ha betzina b'farhesya. Maybe here was betzina. Because b'farhesya requires 10 Jews. 10 Jews, even if this was in public, it wasn't in the middle of 10 Jews, so therefore maybe this was Betzina, and therefore, that's why he didn't have to give his life. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, famous story, 1 minute. A man saw a woman, and all of a sudden he got a tremendous urge. For her, anyway, and he couldn't bear not being with her. Ubala shalol rofe, but he was deathly ill because of this urge, because of this taiva. The Yamru, ein lo takana shitibal. The doctor said, the only way this guy could get better is if he lives with this woman. Lives with this woman. So, Amru, that's what the doctor said. Amru chachamim, so they went to the rabbis, yamus faltibal lo. Tough luck, he's gotta die. You can't do it, sorry. Gili Arias. So, tamo lefad of aruba. So then the Gemara says, so let her at least stand in front of him naked. Tamo lefan of aruma. Who's talking? Very unclear. Pashtus, the doctors. Okay, you can't do this, so at least let her stand in front of him naked. So the rabbis say, Yamus fal tamo lefan of aruma. Don't do it. Right? She can't do that either. Tesabri mo mechari agedar. Okay, let him at least talk to her from behind the fence. Some of the Rishonim say, it doesn't just mean stam talk. It means talk in this topic. So, yamos v'adazarim mo b'chari gather. No, can't be. Right? You can't even talk. So, the Gemara says, pligi ba, rev Yaakov bar Idi, rev Shul bar Nachmeini, chad amar eishes ish haisa, v'chad amar penuya haisa. Was she a married woman or not? So, vishlo alam adamar eishes ish haisa shapir. She was a married woman, fine. Why? Because it was either Arayos or Gili Arayos or Abizrayu. To Gili Arias. Elamanda Amar Pnuya Haisa, my Kulehai. If she was a single woman, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? It's Mamish to you let the guy die instead of allowing him to talk to her? Two answers. Ref Papa Amar, Mishum Pagam Mishpacha. Yeah, because if you allow this, even the talking, her family will be totally embarrassed and mivuze, as we'll talk about in a second, what do you learn from this story, and therefore you don't allow it. Amazing. Because b'kam mishpacha, you let this person die. Ravacha, breder avika amar, kidesh lo yibros yisof prusas barayos. Right, so they're not parrots barayos. You know, this is just it's going to open a Pandora's box. It's not a good precedent. There's a lot to talk about. Let's just finish the parak. V'litzva mintziv, if she's not married, why don't they just get married? Let them get married. I don't know, maybe she, right? So v'lo b'yas v'dayte. No, because that wouldn't help him. Maybe she didn't want to. The woman didn't suggest that. So maybe the woman, I want people to like me for other reasons. Right? It didn't suggest that. But it says, no, it wouldn't have helped. Why? Kidder Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, this also comes up at the last daf in Nedarim. Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Nitzla Tam Bia, V'Nitzna La'Ovri Aveira. The taiva for Bia between a husband and wife was taken away, meaning we don't have the same taiva in terms of the physical relationship, and it was given to Ovri Aveira. Shenemar, Mayim Genuvim Yimtaku. He dafka wanted her because she was asur to him. Oh, once she became mutter, forget it then. You lose it. Mayim genuvim yimtaku. One of my favorite verses, not for now. Mayim genuvim, a mayim el Torah, but that's not for now. Okay, stolen Torah, when you're not supposed to be learning. Says the couple of points. Number one, says the Baal Hamor and other Rishonim, right on this Gemara. So what do you see from here? Even Abizrahu, even connected to other Arayos, is also Yehari Val Yavar. The Ran says this in Maseches Psachim. The Ran says, in the second parak, where also this comes up, Yehari Val Yavar, I read the Lashon of the Ran. Ubevadai, shedvarim elu einam gili arayas mamish, right, just looking, just talking, ela sheover bahem alav de lo sikrivu lagalos erva, shehu lav begili arayas. It's a lav of gili arayas. It's not the iser mis of gili arayas, but the Rama quotes this in that same Simen Kuf in Zion. Even a lav of Gilui Arayos is Yehari Val Yavar. Is Yehari Val Yavar. Even a lav of Gilui Arayos. I'll read it to you. The Rama says, and where does this come up? I'll mention it in a second. Says the Rama, there's the Rama. V'chol iser avodas kochavim Gilui Arayos v'shvichas damim. Ava b'shem bo misa. Rak lav ba'alma. Tzorek lehari v'lo lavar. That is the Rama. Says the Shach. You know what this halacha proves and this Gemara proves? You know what the Gemara proves? Like the sheet of the Rambam. What sheet of the Rambam? Machlokas Rambam Ramban. We mentioned in the past. Negiya derechiba. If I give a woman who is usher to me a hug, I go over to a married woman who's not my wife, and I go give her a hug, or I go, whatever, do other act of derechiba. Is that an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabanan? So that's a machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says derechiba is an issa d'araisa. Lo sikrivu legalos erva. Not only is a maisa bia usser, but giving a hug is usser. Even maybe holding hands is derechiba, is usser. But the Ramban says that's an issa d'rabanan. Okay, so the Shach says, you know what you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara and the Rama that it is, the Rambam is right. Because here, this is derechiba, and it's Yehari Val Yavar. If it's only a Sindra Rabbanan, we don't say Yehari Val Yavar, but it's Sindra Rabbanan. The Shach says that clearly. So it must be a riot to the Rambam. Right? Lo sikrivu legalos erva. So now the whole Shiloh about shaking hands, so that's where this comes in. So shaking hands, lechora is not derechiba. Shaking hands. Holding hands is derechiba. Shaking hands at an interview, at a business deal, lechora is not. So that's at most a Rabbanan according to most poskim. So that's why there's a tzad. Some poskim suggest if a woman puts out her hands first, so it's kavod abrius, and it's a drabanan, mishum kavod abrius, the Gemara Bracha says, kavod abrius is doche isuri drabanan. So that's why you're allowed to shake her hand if she puts it out first. But let's say you live in the Far East, or whatever it's called, and the way they say hello to each other is giving a kiss. So that's, a kiss is derechiba. Even if somebody's used to that by definition. So be Oster, you couldn't do it. So I said, the Ber Moshe, the Deborah Tziner, is machalik between a handshake at the beginning, hi, how are you, and a handshake to seal a business deal. He says, bye, you, when you walk in, you say, hi, how are you? That's why isn't that derechiba? That's derechiba. Mashaiki by a business deal, you're shaking hands on it. But other poskim that mentioned in the Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Berlin. Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Berlin, I never saw it inside, but I heard shame. I never actually found it. He was quoted that it's not derechiba. It's just the way that people do it. When you go into a business meeting, you shake hands. So that's why that's the source, because assuming it's only Darabana. But if something's also Daraisa, so then it would be Yahare Val Yavar, possibly. According to the Shach, according to this Gemara. There is one other Ha'ara before we move on, and that is, the Yerach Laner says, you know what, maybe, why did they let her talk to her? What's the difference between talking to her? So says the Yerach Laner, because the doctors lost their ne'emonis in this case. Because what they say? They said, they got to live together. And then they saw the rabbis wouldn't let. Okay, at least let her stand naked. So who's talking? It's not clear who's talking here. So the Yerach Laner assumes it's the doctors, and therefore the doctors lost their ne'emonis, because they did suggested A and B and C and D, then they lost their ne'emonis. So the Ein Yaakov says, maybe, because it doesn't say Beferish, the doctor said it, maybe the Ein Yaakov is saying that the Gemara is suggesting it. The Gemara itself is suggesting it, and the rabbi still didn't let it because it is Abiz Rayu. Hadaka Rashiv Tamod, Tesaper, Meyachore, Gather, Eno Medivri Arofim, Dolu Yistru, Divri Asmam, Shamar Ein Latakan El Shit Baal Odafka, Eli Milashin Ashas, that even though these were possible, they weren't able to do it. Okay, so there's more there, but now we will continue. Hadar Lopatzar Amora, now we go into Hanis Rafim. Okay, so this Gemara now just got a halt cup between two psukim, this whole Gemara, and hopefully Hashem, then it'll be smooth. So first the Gemara says Ve'edluhin Anisrafin. So if you remember, on Dafnun Gimel we had the list of the Niskalin. Today we have the list of the Nisrafin. Be'ed Hashem, tomorrow we'll have on Ayin Vavim Abeis the list of the Neharagin, and in the next parak we have the list of the Nechnakin. So we go through all four. So who gets Srefa? So Habal Isho Bita. Person lives with a woman and her daughter. Ubas Kohen Shezinsa. And a Bas Kohen, that is Mizana. So this is last week's Parsha. Habali Shobita and Parsha's Kedoshim, they get Srefa. Those two are Beferish in the Torah. Yesh Bechlal Ishu Bita. And now the Mishnah says, Isha and Bita are explicit in the Torah. Included in Isha Ubita are the following nine women. Bito. If a man lives with his daughter, who is not his wife's daughter, how do you have that? If a man is mezana with a separate woman, he's not married to, he's ma'anis a woman, the daughter from them, that's his daughter, even though, let's say he marries a different woman, that's not his wife's daughter. That's bito, what's called bito me'anusaso, a bito from a woman he raped. Bas bito, or his granddaughter from that girl, Ubas Beno. Or let's say he has a son and then a daughter from that Anusa. Those are the first three. That's people related only to him, not to his wife. And then we have, from his wife, Ubas Ishto, even though it's not his own daughter. Bas Ishto, Ubas Bita, Ubas Beno. Those three, right? Progeny from his wife. The second he marries his wife, he's usher to his stepdaughter and his step-granddaughters. And then, finally, the last three are going up. Chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamav. His mother-in-law, his mother-in-law's mother, or his father-in-law's mother. So those nine are learned out from a drasha from Isha Ubita. So now the Gemara says, Habal Isha Shenasa Bita Loktani. The Mishnah does not say a man who is Boel, a woman who he had married the daughter. It doesn't say that, which makes it sound like only the second one would be the problem. If you marry your mother-in-law, Ella Haba al Isha Ubita. It says both. If you boel at a woman or daughter. So it sounds like both of them are an act of Isser. So Michal Travail the Isura. So what's the case? What do you mean? Isn't only the second one Usser? Umaninu Chamoso Beim Chamoso. The case must be mother-in-law and mother-in-law's mother. Because let's say if you live with your mother-in-law, she's already Usser. Because it's your wife's mother. And then you live with your grandmother-in-law. So both of those are Usser. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Isha Ubita, that's a case where both a mother and a daughter are going to be usser. Vikatania, what does the Mishnah say? Yesh Bichlal Isha Ubita. The Mishnah continues that says there are nine included in this case that's explicit in the Torah. Meaning what's explicit in the Torah? The mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law are explicit in the Torah. Michlal the Shravayuk Sivi Behedya. So the Mishnah is assuming that mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law are explicit in the Torah, because that's what the Mishnah says. Isha Ubita are in the Torah, and then nine more learned out. Vahanach Midrasha Asya, and the other nine are learned out from Midrasha. So where do we have that? Or is mother-in-law and mother, grandmother-in-law in the Torah? So, Hani Chalabai, this fits in according to Abaya, who we are going to have as Hashem tomorrow. The Amar Mashmoz, Darshiniki Binayu. Abaya has a Shita that explains the Machlokas, which we don't have to get into now. That's tomorrow, we'll see. Masi Zamani Rabbi Akivahi. Abaya has a Shita explaining a Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. And Rabbi Akiva, according to his learning, mother of the mother-in-law, meaning grandmother-in-law, is explicit in the Torah. We don't have to know what that machlokas is. All we have to know is that Rabbi Akiva, according to Abaya, holds that grandmother-in-law is an explicit Isser Daraisa. So according to that Shita, so then that's the opinion in our Mishnah. So Ela L'Rava Damar Chamoso L'Acham Isseki Benayu. Rava says, no, a grandmother-in-law is not in the Torah. That pasuk that they're arguing about is just saying that even after your wife dies, your mother-in-law is still Isser to you. So then Masis and Mani. So who is the Mishnah? What is the Mishnah going according to? Grandmother-in-law is not in the Torah. So Amar Lacha Rava, Tini Habal Isha Shenasa Bita. Okay, change the Mishnah. The Mishnah means a case where the Mishnah shouldn't say if you live with mother and daughter, if you live with a mother after you married her daughter, meaning only the second one is Usser, just the mother-in-law. Fine. So now we quote the Mishnah. Yesh bechlal isha ubita, chamoso ve'im chamoso ve'im chamav. So just continuing what we just said, included in isha ubita is mother-in-law, and then mother of mother-in-law, or mother of father-in-law. So li abaya, according to abaya, who says that mother, grandmother-in-law is explicit in the Torah. So what do you mean? Grandmother-in-law is included. Learned that from a drasha. No, you're right. I need to go by lebisni aim chamav. Once the Mishnah has to say mother of your father-in-law is learned that from a drasha. Shetani nami chamoso veim chamoso. So it says grandmother-in-law too, even though that's explicit in the Torah. LaRava, I did to kaboy lemisni aim chamav aim chamoso. But according to Rava, since you have to learn both grandmothers in law, you have to learn that from a drasha. So Tanaim chamoso would also mention mother in law again, even though mother in law, everybody agrees, is explicit in the Torah. Period. End of that section. New section. Minohani mili. So this is going to be a drasha. The rest of the Gemara is all about drashas. Minohani mili. So how do you know it? We know again. The Mishnah says that it's Asur, it's last week's Parsha. It's Mefurish in the Torah. If a man lives with a mother and daughter, so he gets Srefa. So the Mishnah says there are nine other women that are learned out from that Pasuk. Midrasha. So how do you learn it out? So here we go. The Tana Rabbanan. Because the Pasuk says, last week's Parsha. See, my Gemara, it says, Vayikra, right? What did it say on the side of yours? Where is this Pasuk?
Chavdalos.
That's a mistake. Because that's this week's Parsha. Right? It's a mistake. It's Vayikra Chav. Should be Vayikra Chafs. So I think the new Gemara is, they corrected it. Okay, I looked at Vayikra Chafdal, my Chafdal, and Parshas Emor. That's the Parshas, it's after the Parshas of Moedim, it's at the end. So it's a mistake, it's Vayikra Chaf. Vayikra, we're gonna have Vayikra Yutas is Achremos, and Vayikra Chaf is Kedoshim. So last week's Parsha. The Pasuk says, Isha Sheikach es Isha ves Ima, a man who takes a wife and her mother. That's Beferish, what did it say? Mother-in-law is a chi of Sreifa. That's what the Torah says. Ein li ela isha ubita. Fine, I only know a mother, your wife, and her mother. Bas isha ubas bita ubas bina. Let's try to figure out. Remember, the Mishnah has three sets of three. So the second set of three we'll focus on first. How do you know that if I live with my wife's daughter or granddaughters from her previous marriage, so they're not my kids, right? My wife's daughter, my stepchildren, how do I know that's an Issa Daraisa? And Srefa, that's not included in the, that's not in the pus, it's not in the Torah anywhere. So how do you know that? So Minayin, so Namar Kanzima, Vanamar Lahalanzima. It says here, in Parshas Kedoshim, by where it says Srefa, the Onesh, it says the word Zima, it calls it, it's a Zima, and it says, and before that, in Achremos, where there's an Azhara, there's a warning, it also says Zima. What's over there in Achremos? In Achremos, it says wife's children. It warns, so there's a difference between Achremos and Kedoshim. These are the two psukim we're going to be talking about. In Achremos, it says, you're not allowed to live with your wife or her daughters or granddaughters. And then in Kedoshim, it says, if you live with your mother-in-law, you get Srefa. So Achremos is the warning about your wife and her children. And in Kedoshim, it's the punishment of your wife and her mother. The opposite direction. Those are the two psukim we're focusing on. So we're going to say each of them you connect to each other. So just like over here by mother-in-law it says zima. So to malahalan zima. So to by children of your wife it also says zima. So malahalan bito ubas bina. Just like over there in Achremos it says your wife and her daughters. So afkan. So to here where it only says mother-in-law but we compare xera shava zima zima. Fine. And then the Brisa continues with three lines which we don't know what it means, so that's why the Gemara is going to explain it. First, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Uminayin lasos zacharim kidakavis. How do we know to compare men and women in this regard? So, Namar kanzima v'namar lahalan zima. Malahalan zacharim kidakavis, avkan zacharim kidakavis. Just like men are like women there, so to here. What does that mean? We don't know yet. Let's continue. Minayin lasos lamata kilamala. How do I know to make what's below to like what's above? Namarkan zima v'namar lahalan zima. Malahalan lamata kilamala. Afkan lamata kilamala. Just like there, below is like above, so to here. What does that mean? We don't know. Umakan lamala kilamata. Afkan lamala kilamata. And just like here, once you compare lamata kilamala, you can throw it back and compare lamala kilamata. So we have no idea what that means. That's the end of the brisa. So we know what the first line of the brisa means. But the number two and number three, we don't. The first line of the Brisa, wonderful. You included your wife's daughter and granddaughters in the Yisr. But what is Zachar Menekevis and what's Lamala Lamata? So that's right now. So Amar Mar. Minayin lasa zacharam kidekevis. So my zacharam kidekevis. What does that mean? Ilema bas bina kabas bita. If you want to say, it's to, what does it mean men are like women? It means just like your wife's daughter's daughter is usher to you, so too your wife's son's daughter is usher to you. Is that what it means to compare women to men? That can't be why. Bahadi adalika asyan. That was mefurish in line one of the brisa. That can't be what line two of the brisa is saying. In line one of the brisa, you just learned that out mefurish from the Gzeirah Shavah. That can't be what men and comparing men and women mean. So Ella, this is what it means. Eim chamav keim chamoso. Maybe this is what it means. Just like your mother-in-law's mother is usher, so too your father-in-law's mother is usher. Is that what it means? The Gemara says that can't be either, because that's not learned out until line three, as we'll see. Hashda eim chamoso lo kamalon. We don't even know mother-in-law's mother yet. So eim chamav mehederale. So we're proving mother of the father-in-law. So that can't be. One, you already learned in line one, and one, we didn't learn yet till line three. So that can't be what line two was talking about. So Amar Abaya Hachikamar, this is what it means. Minayin la, what does it mean? Zachar is also just like Nekeva. Minayin la'aso she'er haba mimenu kishe'er haba mimena. How do we know that just like your wife's daughters and daughter and granddaughters are usher, so too a man's own daughters and granddaughters are usher. Meaning, if he, like the case of Anusa, if he raped a woman and there are children from that relationship, those daughters and granddaughters are also usher to him. Doesn't say that anywhere. That's what's being learned here. Just like his wife's kids are usher to him, even though they're not related to him, they're not from him. Just like his wife's kids are usher to him, so too his own daughters are usher to him. That's what it's comparing. Nekeva, his wife's relation, daughters and granddaughters, and his. So how do you know that? So that's Nemar Kanzima, Venemar Lahalan Zima, Vechulu. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. V'abesher didei loksiva beizima. What do you mean? There's no, it says just like by her, it says Zima, so too by him. What do you mean by him? We're trying to compare it to his daughters and granddaughters? There's no pasuk about that. So what do you mean, Nemar Kan, Venemar Sham? It says here Zima and there Zima. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says if a man is ma'anis a woman, that daughter or granddaughter is usher. So how could you have a gzeirah shavah? So Amar Rava, the Gemara Rava says you're right. Amar li Rav Yitzchak Rav Avodimi Asi Heina Heina Asi Zima Zima. You got to add in another step. The Rashi explains there's a double two step gzeirah shavah here. There is a pasuk regarding his relatives where it says Heina. So you have Heina Heina double gzeirah shavah, and then you can learn this gzeirah shavah of Zima Zima, which you learn from Parshas Kedoshim where the Isser is Sreifa. Okay, period. End of that section. Final section. Amar Mar. Amar Mar, now we talk about the third line of the Brisa. Again, let's keep focused. As long as you keep focused and structured, then it stays straight. Line one of the Brisa taught me that my wife's children are usher to me. And they get I get Sreifa if I live with them. Line two of the Brisa teaches that the husband's own daughters and granddaughters are usher to him. Even though it's not a marriage issue there. He's ma'anis a woman, and then Bito and granddaughters, me'anusasa, are usher. That was what line two taught us. And now line three. Lamala lamata. What does all that mean? So Amar Mar. Minayin lasos lamala ke lamata. What does it mean? You have to make those women that are below like those that are above. So my lamala ke lamata. What does that mean? Ilema baspina ubaspita kibita. Is it to say just like your, it's to say just your granddaughters from your wife or us are just like the daughters from your wife. So again, bahadi adadikasin. You learned that beferish in line one. You don't need line three of the brisa to teach you that. It's beforish in line one. So Ella, what's it teaching me? Aim chamav, the aim chamoso ke chamoso. That's the other choice. It's teaching you that just like your mother-in-law is usher to you, so too your grandmothers-in-law are also usher. Meaning your grandmothers-in-law are like your mother-in-law. That's what the line is saying. So the Gemara says, hi lamata kilamala. So that doesn't fit. That's saying what's below is like what's above. Lamala kilamata havi. That's just the opposite. The ones who are above, right? Your grandmothers-in-law are above in the generations. They're the highest level generation. So it should have said lamala kilamata is like your mother-in-law. So the Gemara says, okay, switch it. Always an easy answer if you're a Tana. Tani lamala kilamata. Okay, switch the brisa. So the meaning, what is line three teaching me? Teaching me just like my mother-in-law is usher to me, so too my grandmother-in-law is usher to me. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, again. Then we have a question. Namar kan zima, v'namar lahalan zima. We said, what, are you comparing it because of the word zima? That's the source. Uma hashta inhi loksiva. The whole, what do you mean? A grandmother-in-law is not written at all in the Torah. Same kind of question as we asked before. Zima de tuksiva. So it doesn't say Zima by a grandmother-in-law. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah grandmother-in-law. So how can you say that's the source? So Amar Abaya, Hachi Ka'amar. So you're right. This is what Lamala Kilamata means. Here we go. Minayin la'asos shlosha doros lamala. Kishlosha doros lamata. That's what we're saying. How do we know that you should make three doros above your wife like three doros below your wife? Nemar lamata zima. It says in Parshas Achremos. Parshas Achremos, where it mentions your wife and her kids. It says Zima there. V'nemar lamala Zima. And it says in Parshas Kedoshim, Zima, where it's talking about your wife and her mother-in-law. So it says Zima by both. So malamata, just like in Parshas Achremos, Shlosha Doros, it says Beferish. Who's Aser? Your wife and her daughter and her granddaughter. Aflamala Shlosha Doros. So to above your wife is also Asa three Doros, including a grandmother-in-law. And then we say back, Umaba Onesh, Asa Lamata Kilamala, and just like by a punishment, Srefa, we compare them, Apas Aranami, Asa Lamala Kilamata, so too by the Azhara. Remember, what you have to remember is there's two psukim. Achremos has the warning and only mentions wife and daughter-in-law. Kedoshim has the punishment and mentions wife and mother-in-law. The opposite direction. That's what the Gemara just did. Compare those two psukim. Just like here is three generations, so to here is three generations. Just like here is Srefa, so to here is Srefa. That's what we're trying to do on this blot. We're trying to figure out where it says Srefa by all these women. So that's the answer. And Rashi works out how you fit it into the Brisa. One more line, and then we stop because it's a new topic. Ravashi Yamar, new section. Ravashi Yamar, Lolam Kedektani. Ravashi says, no, you don't have to switch Lamalak and Lamata. Go back to the original suggestion. Meaning, you want the grandmother-in-law to be like the mother-in-law. What was the problem? A grandmother-in-law is lamala. The Gemara says, no. Ravashi says, umay lamata, lamata be'isser. Lamata doesn't mean in generations that a grandmother is lamala and a mother is lamata. No, a grandmother is more distant from the source of the isser. So that could be called lamata. That's a weaker isser. So that's why it's called Lamata. You don't have to switch any words. Lamata is Kalamala. Lamata, the grandmother, is like Lamala, like a stronger Isser, and that is mother-in-law. Okay? We stop here right before the word E, and then shall we continue tomorrow just to